Principle 2.5. Push through to completion. A. Great planners who don't execute their plans go nowhere. You need to push through, and that requires self-discipline to follow the script. It's important to remember the connections between your tasks and the goals that they are meant to achieve. When you feel yourself losing sight of that, stop and ask yourself why. Lose sight of why, and you will surely lose sight of your goals. B. Good work habits are vastly underrated. Develop good work habits. For example, people who push through successfully have to-do lists that are reasonably prioritized, and they make sure each item is ticked off when it's done. C. Establish clear metrics to make certain that you are following your plan. Ideally, someone other than you should be objectively measuring and reporting on your progress. If you're not hitting your targets, that's another problem that needs to be diagnosed and solved. There are many successful creative people who aren't good at execution. They succeed because they forge symbiotic relationships with highly reliable task doers. That's all there is to this five-step process. Remember that all five steps proceed from your values. Your values determine what you want, and then your goals. Also keep in mind that the five steps are iterative. When you've completed all five, you'll start again with a new goal. If the process is working, your goals will change more slowly than your designs, which will change more slowly than your tasks. One last important point. You will need to synthesize and shape well. The first three steps, setting goals, identifying problems, and then diagnosing them, are synthesizing, by which I mean knowing where you want to go and what's really going on. Shaping is designing and making sure that the designs are implemented.